This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Indeed, all praise belongs to Allah the Most High. We thank Him and we seek His aid and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge with Him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. Whoever Allah guides, then there is no one who can mislead him, and whoever Allah causes to go astray, then there is no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah who is unique and without partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his worshipper and his messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions and those who follow them with good intentions until the day of judgment. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die. Except as Muslims, again, O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die, except as Muslims. O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb who created you from a single soul and from it created its mate, and from the two of them he spread forth many men and women. Be careful of your duty to Allah whom you demand your mutual rights, and be careful of your duty to the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is our Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah. And always speak the truth. He will cause your deeds to be beneficial, and he will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, then he has truly achieved a tremendous accomplishment. Indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most evil of all affairs are newly invented matters which has no precedence in Islam. Indeed, all innovations are astray, and each astray is in the hellfire. O Allah, save us from it. O Allah, accept our dua. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Indeed, I have rewarded them this day for their patient endurance. They are the attainers of success. And Allah also says in Surah Ar-Ra'd, and those who are patient, seeking the countenance of their Lord and establish prayer and spend from what we have provided for them secretly and publicly and prevent evil with good, those will have the good consequences of this home. And also, those who, when Allah's name is mentioned, their hearts are fearful and to the patient over what has afflicted them, and the establishers of prayer, and those who spend from what we have provided for them. And sadaqallahu adhim, surely Allah speaks the truth. And what we have to look at is that when we look at these verses in the Quran, the significance of being patient. We hear that all throughout the Quran, those who patiently persevere, and we have to be of those who are of the patient, as Surah Al-Asr talks about, patiently persevere. You know, by the token of time, mankind is lost, except for those who have faith and enjoin in the mutual teachings of truth with patience and constancy. And so we want to be of that caliber of people, that quality of Muslims. Specifically in the past few years, when Allah has challenged us with the pandemic, the whole world with the pandemic, it showed us how, just in the twinkling of an eye, how things can change. Things that we were basically taking for granted was taken away from us. You know, and so, you know, the fellowship, you know, we would stop Juma for almost 14 months in this building. And so we all took it for granted. And so the things that we have, we were taking it for granted, and the things that the people who are not yet Muslim have, they took all of that for granted. And so we have to be of those who recognize that we have to be deferential to our Lord. We have to be subservient to our Lord in good times as well as bad times, because he'll test us. He'll test us. You know, and so we're nearing the abatement of the pandemic. In some areas, the numbers are going down. The numbers are going down. The mayor, even earlier this week, has basically put it, I believe, in the green zone, I believe, the color they're calling now. But basically, they relaxed some of the restrictions in the city of Atlanta. And since then, we've started back Isha. We started back Salatul Isha and not combining Maghrib and Isha, you know, so for this week. And we started it, inshallah, and we'll continue with that. And so really, I want to encourage brothers specifically to start to come back to the masajid. You know, the mosque in your area, if you're near here or if you're coming here, then start to come to the masjids again, because it's important, you know, for the fellowship. There are people who have been so isolated that they committed suicide. Muslims too committed suicide. And so we have to recognize that the isolation is unhealthy for the most part. You know, they say in regards to, and just the definition of spirituality is just to have a healthy relationship with yourself, others, and Allah. That's the concept of spirituality. So, you know, again, when they put, even when you're in solitary confinement, internationally, that's been seen as a cruel and unusual punishment. Because if you're isolated for a certain period of time, you start to hallucinate. You start to basically lose your mind for the most part. So we have to recognize that it is Allah who gives, and it is Allah who takes away. And these are some of the things that we have to be of those who patiently persevere, brothers and sisters. When Allah gives us a challenge, you know, we have to be able to weather the challenge. And even in relationships, there's been some marriages. Some marriages have become stronger. Some marriages have become no longer. Some relationships have become stronger. Some relationships have become no longer. It's been a big test on all of us. And so we have to see the times in which we have been experiencing as a test, as an imtihan. This is something that Allah gave us just to test. As he says, he will test who we are. He will test, you know, what we think we are made of. You know, we say we are believers, but then we end up looking in the mirror and we see deceivers. So it's important that we recognize that, you know, we have to be of the patient. We have to be of those who are strong in the faith. Anas radiallahu anhu reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the real patience is at the first stroke of a calamity. The real patience is at the first stroke of a calamity. You know, even when the word went out that, okay, we're going to stop Juma in person. And so many people adhered to that. But some people said, nah, you know, we're not going to hear and obey. You know, because again, as Muslims, you know, Allah don't want us to be stupid. He doesn't want us to be stupid. You know, when the Prophet ﷺ said, tie your camel, you know, I interpret that as do what is humanly possible. Do what is humanly possible. And then whatever happens, it's in the realm of Allah. Do what is humanly possible, and then what happens. And the scientists, people who study this stuff, they don't have to be Muslim to know something. People go to school for 20 years beyond high school just to learn about germs. And they gave us information, this is the best way to handle it. And you have to remember, during the earlier times, it was the Muslims who were the top scientists on the planet. The people in Europe learned from the Muslims. And so we went into a dark age. We went into religiosity. We went into religiosity to the point that we won't accept science. You know, and it's not about worshiping science. It's about recognizing that people have certain levels of knowledge that we don't. Even when the Prophet, peace be upon him, sought a guide, he had a non-Muslim guide him because the man knew the route. You know, so he sought people who knew. And it's not just going to the people who know Quran and Hadith. Go to the people who know. And so we have to be of those who recognize that this time period has been a big test. And it's allowed all of us to see what we're made of, who we are, you know, what is in our hearts, because what's in our hearts will come out in our actions. And so we have to be of those to recognize that the real patience is at the first stroke of a calamity. When we're faced with a hardship, you know, do we go into a fight or flight mode? What do we do? What do we do? You know, again, on an individual level, on a communal level and a national level, we saw many changes, you know, throughout specifically this community, in this country. And you see the people who worship their skin, the white skin, they're basically acting like it's 1952, not even 55. They're going into a rage because they say what, about 2040, that the white folks will be in a minority in this country. And so that's basically, they're in a period of grief. They're going through anger. And so they have to get to the point of acceptance. As Allah says, that he made us, among his signs is the variations in our languages and our colors. It's just a sign. But they have made it as an act of worship, whether the poet said the white man has a God complex. You know, so we have to understand that in their basically misunderstanding of who they are, they will basically put the Muslims on the menu. And so we have to understand, are we in shape? Do we have so many pandemic pounds that we can't deal with any type of adversity that comes our way? You know, so we have to be of those who are able to give dawah, or if someone comes at you another way, you have to basically be able to defend yourself, because Allah says fighting is prescribed for you, even though you may dislike it, because you may like a thing which is bad for you and dislike a thing which is good for you. So if you need to do that, it's lawful for us to do that. But have we given dawah? Have we spread the word about Islam? You know, are we just maybe walking around looking like a Muslim? You know, looking like a Muslim, but are we basically, have we internalized the concepts of Islam to the point that the people will ask you about, okay, what keeps you in this mental state? What keeps you in this state of sakina? What keeps you in this state of tranquility? And then it's a dawah moment. It's a dawah moment. And so we have to continue to give the dawah and not just treat the Islam like a private club. We have to be of those who are spreading the word. You know, otherwise, why are we here in this society? Why are we here in this society? We should be here to be able to, you know, give the dawah and also live Islam. Not just give away the Quran, but we have to internalize the Quran. You know, people will give it away, but if they're doing something else, people will look at you more so than they'll read the Quran. And so these are some of the steps that we have to take to put together the dawah program, to start to renovate the buildings that we have so that, you know, the Muslims are showing that we are progressive and we are basically wanting to contribute to the overall society and the overall community. We have to be of those who are petitioning Allah consistently. For we have to understand that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is control of all things. And if we are in his service and we are his servants, then we recognize that we can be a part of the good that Allah brings not only to the earth, but we also get the good in the hereafter. We have to understand this. O you who believe, O you who have believed, seek help through patience and prayer. Indeed, Allah is with the patient. Allah is with the patient. Because a lot of times we can basically be so impatient, as it says that shaitan is made from haste. Shaitan is made from haste. These are some of the things that we have to recognize. Internalize that patience. Internalize the patience. You know, and patience is not just not doing anything, but basically planning and then implementing and not just engaging in impulsivity. And then what happens is, you know, what they say, don't make your lack of planning my emergency. Then you want the whole world to just sort of stop so that to address what you think you perceive as your needs. These are some of the things that we have to recognize. We have to be of those, again, who patiently persevere, just like the camel going through the desert, making that journey. And so we're going through time, making our journey through life, because we all have an expiration date. We all have an expiration date. And so some of the expiration dates are closer, some of the expiration dates may be further, but we all have an expiration date, and we have to live like we have that expiration date, and we're working towards, again, the next phase of life. Because as Muslims, we believe that this is not the only phase of life. We have to believe that and act like it. Because again, you see Muslims engaging in all sorts of behaviors, and then calling it Islam, ghettoizing Islam. You know, in one area, they're talking about, alhamdulillah, and then the next area, they're using profanity and basically promoting the use of drugs. So we have to get away from that. We have to basically give the dawah not only to ourselves, we have to give the dawah to the Muslims even, and to the not yet Muslims, because if people see Muslims doing these things, they go, oh, I can get into that. I can be a Muslim, and I can still do all the things I've been doing. I can still drink. I can still smoke. I can still do all sorts of things. No, we have to create a delineation between what is Islam and what is Hislam. And so Hislam is you doing whatever you want to do. and you get the consequences of your actions. Islam is that we're following the book. We're following the hadith. We're following the example of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are some of the things that we have to do to be patient. Because when we're impatient, then we start taking shortcuts. We start taking shortcuts and we start worshiping this world. We start worshiping the materialism. We start doing anything to get money. We start doing anything to get materialism. We have to stay away from this. This is a form of idolatry, and we have to stay away from idolatry. You know, again, idolatry is not just the worship of false gods, but also idolatry can be worshiping material things as well as human beings. You know, we see the impact, how it impacted the message of Isa ibn Maryam, or Jesus, the son of Mary. He brought the message, and they started worshiping the messenger. They didn't heed the message. And so we have to be of those two so that we don't have a distorted view of Islam. It's about praying five times a day at least, fasting. Again, believing, first of all, that there's no deity except Allah, and that Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. He is the last messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the last messenger. And so if he's the last messenger, what was his message? What was his message? And he said, I only came to perfect character. I only came to improve character. Because again, as I mentioned all the time, that the Arabs were some of the worst people on the planet, character-wise. And then when the Islam basically permeated, you know, through their hearts, they became some of the best people on the planet. Many of us are descendants of slaves. We're descendants of slaves. Our humanity was taken away from us. Even when you do your genealogy, you're going to have to go to the farmers or the plantation owners, logs on his animals to see. They will see one cow, you know, two horses, and a slave named Joe. Listed with the animals. Our humanity was taken away from us, our forefathers. And so when the Islam came, it gave us our humanity back. And so we have to recognize that there are people who don't have that level of humanity and they engage in animalistic behaviors. And so we have to teach them. We have to give them this deen, brothers and sisters. You know, otherwise, again, why are we here? We have to, again, refrain from making idols, you know, out of men and women. You know, again, we can't love somebody so much so that we disregard what Allah clearly says. What does Surah Al-Ikhlas say? قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَقُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. He is Allah, the one sought by us all. He begets, nor is he begotten, and there is none comparable to him. We have to internalize that. And what does the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say about that? He said that it's one-third of the Quran. One-third of the Quran. That message, the oneness, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah. And as Muslims, again, we have to be patient and persevere. So again, we get the reward of this life and the reward, and be magnificently rewarded in the next life. Whatever riches and goods I have, I will not withhold it from you. He who refrains from begging Allah safeguards him against want. And he who seeks sufficiency, Allah would keep him in a state of sufficiency. And he who shows endurance, Allah will grant him power to endure. And none is blessed with an endowment better and greater than endurance. If I've said anything that's inconsistent with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has modeled for us, I take responsibility for that. And if I've said anything in which you have gained some insight, as always, all praise belongs to Allah. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له ملك له هم وهو على كل شيء قدير. Abu Sa'id and Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Never a believer is stricken with a discomfort and an illness, an anxiety, a grief, or mental worry, or even the pricking of a thorn, but Allah will expiate his sins on account of his patience." Again, never a believer is stricken with a discomfort, an illness, an anxiety, a grief, or mental worry, or even the pricking of a thorn, but Allah will expiate his sins on the account of his patience. And so we have to, again, recognize that whenever we are challenged with any type of illness or any type of setback, that, again, it can be an expiation of the sins. And the pandemic has exposed individuals, it's exposed nations, and it has exposed systems. And as Muslims, we know the only real system that's acceptable to Allah is Islam. And so Islam is a comprehensive and a holistic system. It's not just a religion. It is a whole way of life. And so we have to impart this message to the overall society. And, you know, again, our generation, we were used to pamphlets and things like that. But the next generation, you know, you have this technology. Let's start using it. We have these smartphones because, as the phones get smarter, the people get dumber. You know, and so we have to use the technology to spread this deen. You know, not just sit around, you know, just on the different social media platforms. We need to be spreading the deen and also doing a multi-level aspects of dawah, where you're talking to people, you're reaching out and using the technology. You know, we have to up the dawah in this society, you know, because as Muslims, again, we know, again, the only real system is Islam. And once we articulate this message throughout the society, then you'll see that there'll be a change in the society. We can't be isolationists. The Prophet, peace be upon him, when he moved to Medina, it was a diverse society. They were made up of people who did not believe in one God. They had the Christians and Jews in Medina. And the Muslims were there. They circulated amongst them so that they could see them. And then many of the people became Muslim. And so we have to look at this society. We have a diverse society. So what? Islam is not a theory. It is a fact because the theory has already been proved. The state was established in Medina, and then you can see throughout the land, throughout the centuries, how the Muslims, when they came righteously, Allah gave them the control of the land. And so it's not about having a power trip as Muslims. It's about basically recognizing that we want the society to be safe, for people to be able to raise their children, for us to be able to walk the communities in peace, to be able to create a society that's reflective of the Medinan society. How can we do that? But we have to start with ourselves. Then our families, and then those outside of our families. These are some of the things that we have to recognize, because the people are hurting, not just the white people, but the black and brown people. They're hurting. They're hurting. They're going through all sorts of changes. And we, who are we? We are the healers, brothers and sisters. You know, we have the remedy to heal this sick society. And again, we have to be present in all aspects of the society. It was narrated from Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the believer who mixes with people and bears their annoyance with patience will have a greater reward than the believer who does not mix with people and does not put up with their annoyances. That's from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Have we accepted this fact, or are we still in doubt? And Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if Allah wants to do good to somebody, he afflicts him with trials. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت والذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تهمنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as you did lay on those before us. Our Lord, lay on us a burden which we have no power to bear, and overlook our faults, and forgive us, and have mercy on us. You are our protector, and grant us a victory over the unbelieving folks.